Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений AG соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием. Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Josh. Sorry for bothering you, but I've got a problem with my computer. Can you help me?
Sure, I'll try at least. Depends on the problem. I suppose you've plugged it in and switched it on properly, right?
Of course I have. Very funny.
I'm only joking, sorry. Can you boot up okay?
Yes. I can log on to this server without any difficulty, and then the problem starts.
What's the matter then? Tell me more.
There's something wrong with my email application or account. I'm not sure. The computer has been freezing since morning. I can't open any other application or use the net.
Let me think. First, you need a password. Have you got one?
Sure, but when I type it in, the computer works as if it's trying to load. And nothing happens. It does that for ages.
It could be the software or memory. Let's do the following. Try rebooting. Switch off, leave it alone for 30 seconds, and switch on again. And tell me what happened.
Okay. Now, I've done that. I've got my Windows screen.
Fine. Now go to your email application and click on one of the messages.
Okay. I have opened the app. And now I have to type in my password. Just a second. I've typed the password, and the screen's frozen again. I'm so frustrated. I'm waiting for a very important message from the examination office with my final mark for English. And my smartphone is not connected to this email account, so I can't use it. I'm so nervous.
Hey, calm down, Sandra. Are you sure it's the right password? You haven't changed it or anything. You know that you should change your passwords every half a year.
I know, but I haven't done that. I know the password is right, because it worked when I used it yesterday. Everything was fine, and today it's a disaster.
Then it looks like you've got a real problem. Leave it to me. I'll look into it later.
I wish I had a new computer. This is an old model, and it looks like it doesn't manage all my tasks.
I can advise you on a cheap but powerful desktop or laptop if you want. Buying a good computer is not a problem today.
Thanks, Josh. You're so kind. I will ask for your advice when I'm ready. But let's do something with the old computer first. Do you think you could deal with it today? I'm expecting something really important.
Well, I'm rather busy, Sandra. But since you are my best friend, I'll get started on this straight away. I'm heading to your place now to have a look.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hi, Josh. Sorry for bothering you, but I've got a problem with my computer. Can you help me?
Sure, I'll try at least. Depends on the problem. I suppose you've plugged it in and switched it on properly, right?
Of course I have. Very funny.
I'm only joking, sorry. Can you boot up okay?
Yes, I can log on to this server without any difficulty, and then the problem starts.
What's the matter then? Tell me more.
There's something wrong with my email application or account. I'm not sure. The computer has been freezing since morning. I can't open any other application or use the net.
Let me think. First, you need a password. Have you got one?
Sure, but when I type it in, the computer works as if it's trying to load and nothing happens. It does that for ages.
It could be the software or memory. Let's do the following. Try rebooting. Switch off, leave it alone for 30 seconds and switch on again. And tell me what happened.
Okay. Now, I've done that. I've got my Windows screen.
Fine. Now go to your email application and click on one of the messages.
Okay. I have opened the app. And now I have to type in my password. Just a second. I've typed the password and the screen's frozen again. I'm so frustrated. I'm waiting for a very important message from the examination office with my final mark for English. And my smartphone is not connected to this email account, so I can't use it. I'm so nervous.
Hey, calm down, Sandra. Are you sure it's the right password? You haven't changed it or anything. You know that you should change your passwords every half a year.
I know, but I haven't done that. I know the password is right, because it worked when I used it yesterday. Everything was fine, and today it's a disaster.
Then it looks like you've got a real problem. Leave it to me, I'll look into it later.
I wish I had a new computer. This is an old model, and it looks like it doesn't manage all my tasks.
I can advise you on a cheap but powerful desktop or laptop if you want. Buying a good computer is not a problem today.
Thanks, Josh. You're so kind. I will ask for your advice when I'm ready. But let's do something with the old computer first. Do you think you could deal with it today? I'm expecting something really important.
Well, I'm rather busy, Sandra. But since you are my best friend, I'll get started on this straight away. I'm heading to your place now to have a look.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение и проверку заданий блока аудирования, истекло.